Welcome to the Positive Solutions for Life podcast. I'm Peggy Meyer, and I'm so excited you are here. In this and future episodes released on Fridays of each week, you will hear from other entrepreneurs, creators, and personal growth leaders through interviews and summaries of personal development books, strategies, tools, and ideas that can help you transform your mind and body from the inside out, so you can truly, truly live the life you desire. Hello, welcome to today's podcast. My guest today is Terry Hamilton. She is a mindfulness and positive mindset coach and lives and works in Bedford, New Hampshire. She started her career as an elementary school teacher and later completed her master's in counseling. Terry worked as a guidance counselor for 3 years in a small town school. It is there she realized that time was limited in a school day. She wanted to make a bigger impact and has found it through starting her virtual coaching company, Apparent Connection, in 2012. At Apparent Connection, Terry works with highly motivated, overachieving parents, teachers, and individuals who want to excel at all they do. And she also works with highly driven and ambitious teenagers who want to go to college or who are already there. She guides her clients to self-awareness, self-confidence, and self-esteem through mindfulness and mindset work. Welcome to the podcast, Terry.
Thank you, Peggy. It is just a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
I'm so excited for our conversation today. And I just love everything mindset, positive mindset, of course. And I'm realizing how big a role that mindfulness plays in our everyday life. So I'm so excited to hear how you help people. So can you start the conversation by sharing just a little bit more about your personal journey and how it has led you to where you are today?
I would love to. As you mentioned, I was a guidance counselor in a very small town school, and I actually loved it. I loved getting into the classrooms and teaching about kindness and friendship and how we can overcome some of the stressors of working hard. And what I found was I just didn't have enough time with the teachers. I didn't have enough time with the children. I didn't have enough time with the parents. And so I made the decision to go out on my own in my own business, which honestly, I knew nothing about business, but I knew I wanted to spend more time with all of those people. And so when I set out on my journey, I went to Barnes & Noble, and I was looking at books that might help me learn more about business. And the book that jumped off the shelf at me was 10 Mindful Minutes by Goldie Hawn. And I was like, wow, this isn't a business book, but I'm a mom and I'm working. And the thought of putting 10 minutes of mindfulness was just absolutely a game changer for me. I'm like, I can do 10 minutes. Yeah. I might not be able to sit on a yoga mat for an hour, but I definitely can find 10 minutes in my day. And so that was really the impetus for me adding mindfulness into the work that I was already doing as a counselor.
Yeah. So how do you define mindfulness? Because I'm about like making sure everybody's on the same page of like what I'm talking about. And so how do you define mindfulness? Because it seems like it can be this just ambiguous term.
It certainly can. For me, mindfulness is being aware of where you are right now in the present moment without judgment. That's the really important piece for me, is that you are just being observant and you are just letting it be okay. So when we take the time to actually take a mindful breath, we're paying attention to our breathing, and that is mindful. Being mindful is also like just being aware of what's going on out in the world and taking that pause to be like, oh yeah, I'm present. I'm paying attention.
Right. Because I'm thinking of how many times my brain is just scattered with very many different thoughts in all different directions. So really what mindfulness is kind of being intentional about, just kind of closing all that out and just
really focusing in on what's going on right now in this moment. And then you said a key thing, without judgment.
Yes, and that is really very important. And it's a skill that I think can be learned. It's like, wow, like it's okay if I'm just here right now. And our brains are like ping pong balls. They do go jumping here, there, and bouncing all over the place. But when we're mindful, we can do that in a very, very short amount of time, which is what I love about it. It's like, take a nice deep breath. Notice your belly rising and falling, and there you are, mindful, paying attention.
That's amazing, because, and you said like 10 minutes a day can really make a big shift. So how does that 10 minutes, I mean, one, how do you get 10 minutes out of your day? Like, what do you do to get that 10 minutes? I mean, it doesn't seem like very long, but I've talked to people who try to like meditate and try to get into that mindfulness stuff, and they just like 10 minutes seems like a really long eternity sometimes.
And it definitely can be when you first start out. So what I love to share with my clients is just do it in very, very small increments. So for an example, if you're taking your morning shower, notice the warm water or the hot water or the cool water, whatever it is. Like notice that feeling on your back. You are being mindful. When you put the shampoo in your hand, take a moment to actually smell the shampoo. You're being mindful. So when you do those a few seconds here and a few seconds there, that is all showing your mind that it can relax and it can be present. So perhaps the first week we just put a moment of mindfulness in, a minute of mindfulness in, and that is achievable for most people. You think about the time that you're sitting at a stoplight, that light is not going to turn green any faster. So, wow, how about some mindful breaths right there? That is incorporating a short amount of mindfulness. And as we start to do it, it gets easier and easier.
Well, I mean, that's the key, kind of just to starting just little habits, right? If it's just in the shower in the morning, or like you said, if it's at a stoplight, for me, it would be like a railroad crossing. I know it's not going to go away. It's like 10 minutes. So, yeah, lights aren't that long, but you're just talking about just taking moments just to be fully present. And it can be whatever action that we're doing.
Absolutely. And one that can give you 5 minutes of mindfulness, which I just love, is emptying your dishwasher. If you have a dishwasher, it takes approximately 5 minutes to empty it. And so that is actually a form of relaxation for me now. Instead of dreading that chore, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to be present with putting the plates in order and doing the silverware in order. And it's such a peaceful, now relaxing event as opposed to, oh man, I have to empty the dishwasher. How lucky am I to have a dishwasher? So it changes, right? It changes your perspective. It changes how you look at things. When you're folding laundry, like notice the warmth and the texture of the towels or the closure folding. And once again, with gratitude, like, how lucky am I to have this appliance, and how lucky am I to have these clothes that I get to fold for my family or for me or for whatever the situation is. So it really changes how you look at life.
It really does. And especially those kind of mundane chores that you're talking about. I don't know. But yeah, I could see how I could shift my perspective and shift my mindset by just going, oh, how grateful that I didn't have to wash all these dishes by hand, or wash these clothes by hand, or have to, air dry them or something that you can put in as like, oh wow, being really just present and being, and with a sense of gratitude with that too. And I can see that, this would be really good implementation for me when I'm eating, like trying to be mindful of the food I'm putting in my mouth, the smell, the texture, those kind of things. So any aspect of our life we can apply mindfulness to.
Absolutely. And I love that you brought the eating up because even if you do it for the first few bites, it's like, oh, savor that flavor, like savor that texture. And one of the things that I have done with my clients is like take trail mix and just take one piece at a time, right? And it's like, oh, all right, that is crunchy. This one is salty. Like just noticing, because very often we're eating pretty mindlessly, right? Like,
Or
oh,
handfuls at a time if you're talking trail mix, shoving in
exactly.
the
Exactly. So that's what I love to teach people is just putting a little bit in little different spaces where you're already doing it. And before you know it, you have 10 minutes of mindfulness. And then you can start grouping them. And if you can do it all at one time, beautiful. But if you can't, that's okay. Because the research shows that 10 minutes of relaxation for our brain and being present changes the neural pathways. And how amazing is that?
Oh yeah. Can you dig into that a little bit more? Because I think that is really important to kind of, we can talk about, hey, yeah, this is good, this is good. But I like to know, like, what's underneath that? Why is that important? So can you dig into that a little bit more?
Absolutely. Let's take gratitude, for instance. Gratitude releases dopamine and serotonin, which are the happy chemicals in our brains. And when we're happy, we can focus, we can be more organized, we can spread that gratitude out into the world. And it really does matter. And it opens up the pathways in our brains. When we are looking for things to be grateful for, we find more things to be grateful for. And so it ripples out. The same with kindness. When we are kind, it's not only good for us because it's releasing these endorphins in our brain, but it's also good for the receiver. So the giver and the receiver are benefiting from all this goodness. And what could be better than that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think anything can be better than that. I mean, well, how you're explaining it, because as it is that those endorphins, those positive feel good, hormones that are released when we're, in that state of gratitude and even in that act of kindness. And it's just like, wow, if we did that throughout the day, and we can do that when we're mindful. So I'm just like putting these little pieces together. Just being mindful about putting the dishes either in or out of the dishwasher and being grateful for that, having one. Because I'm thinking right now, I'm like, my daughter doesn't have one that's operating in her apartment. So it's like, it's hand wash.
Yeah.
And that can be a chore, but too, just hand washing something. But if you are apply the gratitude for that and just how much more of a positive outlook that you have in those chores.
It is actually incredible. I often think of the story of my grandmother who originally had one of those well pumps in her backyard, which we thought was just grand fun as we
Oh,
were
yeah.
children. But that's how she actually brought the water in, and she needed to heat it on the stove for bathing and washing dishes. And so when she had hot running water, she's like, this is fantastic. Like, I have nothing to complain about. And I'm like, wow, that's perspective, right? So every time we turn on a light switch, it's like, wow, how about that? We have electricity. So all these little mundane things that we don't think about, if those are all things that we can practice gratitude about.
And I just think about the times where, like, okay, we maybe not have experienced having to go, out to the well, get outside to get the water, but we might have all experienced, depending on where you live, power outages where, oh, electricity is not working right now. Like, what happens? And like, most of us kind of freak out, like, oh my gosh, because I live out in the country. So my electricity has to do with my well water. because that's how it pumps into the house. And so it's like, okay, well, now we're going to be limited to the amount that's in the water heater. And yeah, okay, great. The water heater is gas, so at least I can have hot water, but once that water is out, then I'm done. Or just little things. And so oftentimes those little interruptions in our life can create a great opportunity for us to be look back and going, wow, I have really been a reliant on this, and I'm so grateful that it's a lot easier when it's all working.
Right. When we do lose power in New Hampshire, you can get cold pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And how many times do we walk into a room when there's a power outage and flip the switch? Like it's gonna come on. It's not gonna come on, but
It's habit. It's habit.
it's absolutely habit. It's like, oh my goodness, how wonderful it is that we don't think about those things, but I love to actually take a few moments, not every time I flip a light switch on, but occasionally when I open the refrigerator, like, wow, how lucky am I? How lucky am I, right?
We just have to be reminded sometimes, and nature sauna does that for us at times, but we can also do that for ourselves, right?
Absolutely. And it's important, I think, to have some type of gratitude practice, and it doesn't have to be anything complicated. What I love to do is to start my day with gratitude. So I've made it a practice not to get out of bed until I think of three things I'm grateful for, which actually is quite simple. It might be the warm bed I'm in, or my family, or that the sun is shining. Whatever it is, it starts my day out on a very positive note. And so from there, things are a lot brighter. And now I seriously can't get out of bed until I think of those three things. It's like, okay, here we go, and start the day like that. So that's one way to do it. And it's quite simple.
And just imagine how you've done it as a practice, and now it's just like, I can't get out of bed. I've got to, three things. And some days I might just want to take forever to find those three things because I might want to stay in bed. But it is a good practice because, as you're saying that before, that gratitude comes, it brings up the positive endorphins in us, and those good feel good things. So we are waking up and we're hitting our feet on the ground in a good state of mind.
Yes.
How
Yeah.
beautiful.
Thank you. I absolutely love it, and I love to share it.
Yes,
And
it's simple.
it is simple, and that's what I love to share about mindfulness and mindset. Like, they're just small incremental differences that make a huge difference in the way that you're looking at the world. And I can't say enough about it. I could talk for hours about how many things that I see differently than I saw before. And it is quite amazing.
Yeah, so touch a little bit more on that positive mindset, a shift. I mean, you're talking about how that gratitude can help shift it into more of a positive mindset. Can you elaborate a little bit more on, what is it? How else can we, change our perspective so it is more positive?
I would love to. Our brains have a negativity bias. That is how it keeps us safe. And so, in order to have a positive mindset, I believe that we have to have intention behind it. And as we have intention behind changing our thoughts, we will see more good things. So, for instance, if we look at something and we're like, what if this happens? And almost always it's negative. What if my car runs out of gas? What if there's traffic? What if I don't get there on time? Very often our brains are going negative. So I love to say, what if it's a smooth ride? What if I get to see something I haven't seen before? What if the sun is shining? Like changing the what ifs to a positive what if. Because
Mm-hmm.
if we can change our mindset by 1%, the trajectory of where we're going to end up is very, very different. And I have reminders around me. Like I have something on my desk that says, today is going to be a great day.
Oh,
And I look at that and I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool, right? There's
yeah.
something that's positive that's going to happen today. And every day, no matter what the stumbles are, there's still so many things to be grateful for and to switch the story, right? Switch the story just a little bit. Like, if you stumble, what lesson am I learning from that? So that makes it more positive as opposed to, oh man, this is a big problem. Because we do have stress coming at us on a continual basis, right?
Right.
I don't want anybody to think that I live in a land where there's no stress, or I think you live in a land where there's no stress. That's not realistic.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
It's just, how do we respond as opposed to react,
Yeah.
right? We want to have the time to respond to what's coming at us. And we can do that by taking a couple of mindful breaths and taking a pause and saying, how do I want to respond to this? It allows our brains to engage and not just spew.
Right. Oh my gosh, you have just like lit my brain on fire on like 10 different ways that we can, you know, continue this conversation. I think I'm going to go two ways. I'm going to point out like one, you said like it's that negativity bias, right? And we're like, what if all the bad things happen? So to me, it's kind of like, what if? And then it's like seven layers of going down, 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 like negative, 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 right? But you're flipping it to do like, what if the positive? So it's just like seven levels up. Like, what if this good thing could happen? Well, what if this? You know, what if this positive thing? Because we can look, our brain goes the opposite, you know. So might as well just shift it and go, what's the opposite of that negative thing?
I
And
love
we can change it that way, right? We can play that game.
We absolutely can. We have choices, right? We're human. We have choices in how we think about what we want and what we see.
Yeah. And so that's amazing. So the other thing that I wanted to point out is when you say, how do you respond and not react? And I think there's a key difference there in how you said, like, responding is like you're pausing. Like you create this opportunity to take a breath and choose how you want to respond. Whereas I think of reacting as like this automatic, like flip the switch and you're not thinking, you just respond with you're not respond, you react with your emotions and it's automatic. And oftentimes it's like, ah, like it's more tense, it's more intense with it. And we tend to overreact.
Yes, it's a visceral response. It absolutely is. And so when we know that our bodies immediately react to situations, we can intentionally take a breath. Like, I can feel this in my body. I can feel this sadness or this anger or this this intensity that I might not want to put out in the world, because once the words come out, they're out, right? So if we take a pause and think about how we could rethink something, reword something, and put it out there in a way that it can be received, because often when we just let a reaction come out, other people get defensive, right?
Yeah.
But when we can say something constructively without any malintent, that's when our messages are received well. And we all have a choice in our voice, right? We all have opinions. We all have things that we want to share, which is beautiful. Like, communication is beautiful, but when we can communicate on what I consider a human level, a kind level, we are going to much more often get our message received as we intend it.
Yeah, because the worst thing that we can do is react quickly, and then we have to really clean up the mess, I think, because it does like throw up this defensive wall if we react right away. And most of the time when we react in a negative way, it's more of a very defensive response, yeah, in that negative way. And so then it's just like cleaning up the mess. And once those words are out, or once those actions are there, we can't take them back. Like, somebody's already heard them and implanted that in their head. And it's so hard to say, oh, wait, that's not exactly what I meant. And so it's better to take a pause.
Yes.
Take a deep breath. And really, how do you want your message to be received? And that's being mindful.
That is beautiful. I love that, Peggy.
So, wow, it all goes together.
It does. It's like intertwining circles in when I think of it, I just think of these interlocking circles, and they just go on, and the bubbles just go out into the universe, and they are beautiful. Like, it is just beautiful when I see that. People are like having those aha moments. Oh, this isn't that difficult. I'm like, no, it really isn't. It's quite simple. It's just learning what awareness is. And we all can learn that.
Yeah,
It's
that is
just
big,
really.
that awareness piece. Because we have to take a pause in order to take inventory of our thoughts. An inventory of how we're feeling. We have to connect with that. That mindfulness piece is being present, which is being connected to the moment.
You have it
Okay.
beautifully.
And
You
it's
have
simple.
It is actually quite simple. It's not always easy, but
Right.
it is simple, right?
It's
It is
simple.
Really simple. And it just starts with, for me, it just starts with taking a breath, being grateful, and responding, and listening, right? And
Right.
listening to nature, listening to other people, listening to what's going on, and absorbing that information, and then sending out the messages that you really want to send out.
Yes. And then your life is better. You feel better. You're impacting other people in a positive way. And the communication and the relationships can grow. And the world is just a nice, kinder place.
That is my hope, that with each day I can send out positivity, kindness, gratitude for all that I have and the people that are in my life and all of the lessons that I learn. And can I keep spreading that? And I say yes, a little bit at a time, right? A little bit here and a little bit there. You know, sharing a smile with somebody, you never know how that's going to impact their day.
Right.
You just never know where those seeds of positivity, those seeds of kindness, where they're going to go. And the ripple effects, I believe, are just profound and transformational.
Very much so, because that ripple effect is, it can go a long ways.
It can, in ways that you may never know.
Right.
Or years later, someone will say, remember when you said this? And I'll be like, sometimes. Sometimes I remember, but it had an impact on them. That's the thing about awareness. Once you're aware, you can't become unaware.
Right.
And that just
And
opens
learn
up,
it. Yeah.
right? That just opens up more and more possibilities.
Yes. And the positivity that you feel when giving away, like a smile or being kind, like that just lights, at least it lights me up. And I know that it lights other people up. And when you just be that's all you need for just to feel good.
Right.
And I think a lot
Imagine.
of people just love, you know, I when you can think back about when you feel your best, it's often when you're just giving of yourself freely. You're being mindful, you're being present in the moment, and those are the memories that we just cherish. I mean, listen to kids when they like come up with ideas on like what they remember the most. It's not often what we remember. It's the little things. It's the funny things. It's the
Yes, children have that ability to absorb as sponges
Yes.
and they take it all in and they do remember experiences. They do remember when someone said something beautiful to them. Those are the things that get imprinted on their brain, hopefully. And if we could each do one kind thing every single day, like that would be amazing,
Oh,
right?
yes.
If
The
you
ripple
help them.
effect of that.
Yes, I mean, think about the grocery store, like how easy it is to say thank you to the person that's helping you.
Yes.
Thank you to the person that is actually like putting the fruits and vegetables out. Like it just is so easy in my mind to just say thank you. And people are like sometimes taken aback by it. It's like, wow. Somebody notices, I've been seen. What a beautiful thing is that?
That is beautiful. We all love to be seen and heard and understood. And when we are mindful, when we're present, when we give our kindness away to other people through very, very small acts, what a difference it can make in somebody else's life. It's amazing. That's
It is amazing. That's why I love what I do.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Everybody needs, you know, a little bit of Terry in their life. Just and so, where can listeners find out more about you? How, you know, your coaching programs?
Well, they can reach me on my website, which is aparentconnection.com. I also have recently started a YouTube channel called
Yay!
called Positively Terry, and there are some 5-minute guided meditations on there if you want a 5-minute reset and you're not
Yes.
sure how to do it. I will be adding more things to that. That is a new venture of mine, but I would love to connect with anybody that would just like to have a conversation about how positivity and mindfulness could change their lives.
That's awesome. I've enjoyed this conversation so much, and I'll put the links to how to get a hold of Terry in the show notes. So awesome. This has been a great conversation. But as we wrap up, is there just one thought or maybe even a quote that you would like to leave the listeners with today?
There is a quote that I absolutely love. It's by George Eliston, and he says, "How beautiful a day can be when kindness touches it."
Oh, and that's what we've talked about all day today, this morning. Just how, just a touch of kindness to ourselves and to other people through being mindful, by being present, by being grateful, and switching our perspective to one that is more positive, a little bit, what if all the good things could happen? Wow, amazing.
Well, Peggy, I am incredibly grateful for this conversation. Thank you so much for having me. It's just made an impact, a smile, a beautiful day. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Terry. And I hope that all the listeners too can just feel the brightness and the smiles and the kindness pouring out of this episode. Thank you and have a wonderful day. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you found some value, insights, and something that resonated with you in today's show. If today's show spoke to you, would you please share it with a friend and go over to Apple Podcast or wherever you are listening from and subscribe to the show so that you can be the first to know when new content and episodes go live. While you're there, would you please give it some love? Please like it, comment on it, and leave a 5-star rating and review. Thank you so much in advance for taking 2 minutes of your time to do this. Your likes, comments, and reviews really help get the word out to more people who need to hear there are positive solutions for their life. I would love to connect with you. You can find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whichever is your favorite platform, and let's have a conversation about today's show. Thanks for listening and have a great week.